Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, July the 31st, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page, over to the left, under the heading Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at the show for today. I'm going to start with the situation in the world, especially in the United States. I call it the mother of all social collapses, because actually economically, politically and socially, the entire world believes that America has fallen apart, or is at the very least doing so. As I said, the entire world thinks that the country has become a kind of ghastly authoritarian hellhole. There is a lot to say about this, and I will be not shirking from the task. Well, many of you will know that I talk a lot about the concept of luck in our lives. It is really quite fascinating to me, not only because of the degree to which luck adds to a person's success in life, but also because of the degree to which lack of luck impinges on a demonstrably talented person who never made it in life. So I have a few words to say about that in my ongoing quest to broach the knotty problem of luck. Well, then, I am going to talk about the plight of small businesses in the United States. Yelp estimates that 66,000 small businesses will never reopen, and it cites a Harvard study which estimates that 110,000 small businesses have shut down permanently. So quite a lot to say about that. Then comes my regular Bad News Boeing installment. I shall have a lot more to say about that on Monday, but right now, just a few words to keep up the tradition. Well, a long-awaited UK report found no evidence of Russian meddling, but that hasn't stopped the fear-mongering. We're going to talk a little bit to conclude the show about this business of Russia and evidence and new information which has come to light. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of The Wake Up Call, As I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I will take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So, as I said, feel free, select any 3 shows from my Podbean archives. But if you don't have any preferences, I highly recommend the latest 3 shows because they deal with current events and the current events will be most fresh in your mind and give you the best opportunity to see how I deal with them in my show. So with that, let me conclude with my contact information, starting with my email address, which is actually on the top of my Podbean page, big, big letters, so if you don't get to write it down now, you will find it there. And it is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Again, that's my initials, RWL, my name, Martin, and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. And I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, and my Facebook deals with subjects which are perhaps a little too short for the show, but they are free, so anybody can access them by going to www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. And the Twitter address, which, by the way, is for one-liners and very, very short comments, can be found at www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Now, both of those, the Facebook and the Twitter addresses, are in lowercase, all one word, no punctuation, no gaps. And so with that, ladies and gentlemen, I shall wish you well for the weekend. Back with you again on Monday. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye. Till then.